the fact that the government, as it were, is pursuing charges against him for things that he did not do, and that he's going to be paraded in public to face those charges, as a historical comparison, yeah, he's Christ-like. He's the leader of people. He has disciples. He has followers. This is all going to happen very publicly. The only difference being that the DA in New York is not Pilate. He's not going to give him the opportunity to go, okay, man, just appeal to those people out there and ask them not to do it. This is a historic thing, folks. I could tell by the way people were kind of talking about this in the Signal chat yesterday and the little tiny bit that I saw in the chat room, and I didn't see a lot, and I went ahead and logged out because I didn't want it to influence what it is that we're about to do here today. I do want, Mackie, though, to make sure that all of you have access to my Obi-Don Kenobi artwork that I thanklessly, like everything we do around here, slaved over for 2 hours to produce at the request of someone who goes, I got a great idea for a piece of artwork, but I don't know how to do it. So I actually got the Obi-Don Kenobi from a friend. It's a very complicated, very detailed piece of Photoshop art. Back in the day, we would have traced it using a piece of tracing paper, and they would have transferred that to a piece of cold press, and then probably would have painted it, which would have taken an awful long time. You can do it in Photoshop in a couple hours. It did take some time. In any event, feel free to use it. As a matter of fact, pass it around because it's watermarked for CrusadeChannel.com on it. So anyone that gets it is inadvertently promoting the Crusade Channel. The Wall Street Journal editorial board has a lead editorial about this. And they also have 2 commentary editorials about this. This is the biggest story about a seated U.S. president since Watergate. It trumps, if you will, well, not a seated U.S. president, a former U.S. president, although he is the president. Biden was installed. Biden is the result of a coup. This kind of proves that too, doesn't it? The whole thing about the stolen election and all that, that's a bunch of conspiracy theories. I don't think they're conspiracies any longer. Because the conspiracy theorists said you would not, that the Democrats, the libtards, would not stop until they perp walked him. They would not stop until they got legal stuff on him and got him in a court of law. And then threw their books at him. Well, here you go. That was a conspiracy theory. That's not going to... Oh, yeah? Well, now it's happened. By the by, as Greg Gutfeld said, I was in here doing some Crusade Max stuff yesterday, trying to make it so it's ready for a public launch. So I was watching Fox... I wasn't watching it. It was on. It was on in the background. And they broke in, and as they got breaking, I saw the Chyron flash up there, and it says Donald Trump has been indicted. And I went, no way. Those Fruit Loops aren't that stupid. Sure enough, now we don't know what's in the indictment because the indictment has not been unsealed yet, so no one knows what's in it. We know that there are 30 counts in it. One account says 34, one account says 30, however many accounts are in it. And this is all now, and listen to the way it is being repeated and repeated and repeated now. And what's amazing to me is the people that created porn stars now want to use porn stars as bad people against a good man. The Democrat, adrenochrome guzzling, pederast, ring running Democrat Party basically brought into life and made judicially permanent pornography in the United States. Now, all of a sudden, Stormy Daniels, who was one of their stars, now all of a sudden, well, she had a thing with him. Let's use porn star against him. Why? You think porn stars are great people? Hell, in the state of California, they're just considered another class of worker.
It's
It's sex workers galore. It's sex workers' rights. It's sex... Hell, they have insurance plans.
Sex work is real work.
Sex work is real work, Mike. Come on now. But now all of a sudden, no, not when sex work is working with Trump. Now it becomes something tawdry. He conspired. And to think, the fact that this passes through the grubby, greasy fingers of Michael Avenatti, this would be a joke were it not so serious. I will explain why this is the biggest presidential or the biggest event surrounding a president, sans an assassination, in the history of the Republic. This is a naked, bold-faced attempt by an opposition party to rig in public, in broad daylight, to steal an election, to tell over half of the American populace their voice and their vote in our precious democracy. Does it matter? What matters is what they want. This is history-breaking stuff here. Somebody was joking about in the chat in one of the signal groups yesterday about secede, secede, secede! You might get your wish now. It might happen now. The first chink in the armor here was Ron DeSantis, and I told you people, I've been saying this, Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis running for president is political suicide. This is an awful, awful idea. It's so awful. I actually think it was concocted by an enemy of DeSantis who wants him out of Florida. It convinced him, playing upon his ego, that this was the thing to do. It was bad before, and I said I think it was political suicide, dude. This would be politically inflicted Harry Carey now. This would be volunteering to climb aboard the Japanese version of a P-30 and flying it into the hull of the USS Iowa. That's how stupid this is now. There's no recovery should DeSantis go down this road. Because Trump's going to be exonerated, and he's going to become bigger. The legend now is going to be bigger than anything American. He's as big as Washington right now. Maybe bigger than Washington. At the height of his popularity. There are also going to be good people that still call themselves Democrats that are going like, I don't want anything to do with this. If we can't beat this guy fair and square and win a damn election fair and square, why do I want to be involved with you people? This is an attempt by a global cabal that does not include people who are not American citizens to maintain control over 80 million people. We're just kind of getting their way, basically. We're flies. We're mosquitoes at a summer party at one of their mansions. We're just a little mosquitoes going, and they just want to go, swat. That's what they think that they did yesterday. This also places this Biggs character in history books. This places the people, yeah, I was on that grand jury. Yeah, I voted for the case. Yeah, I voted for the indictment. You're not going to be on the good side of history, sweetheart. That asterisk is going to point a finger at you that your heirs are going to rue the day that you even existed as a result of it. And all this is happening in Passion Week. Guess what else? And I do not think the two are connected directly, but perhaps there is a connection that I just not see. We're not seeing exactly what it is. What is now going to be off of the front pages. Off of the chyrons of the bubble-headed bleach bond that comes on at 5. Transvengeance. Transvengeance and the mass murder by Audrey Elizabeth Hale are now almost like a thing of the past, because now we have to deal with the indictment. Now, again, I don't see a direct connection, because there was a grand jury that was involved, and that's a lot more than one person, a little more difficult to control. So, but it is kind of interesting that they happen in the same week, but I do not think it was an accident that it happened in Passion Week. By the way, Trump says he'll turn himself in Tuesday. That would be then the Tuesday of Holy Week. So in Holy Week 2023, let's go back to where the real meat and taters of this scam began. Shortly before Holy Week 2020, the United States went on lockdown. 15 days to flatten the curve, 2 weeks to slow the spread, or whatever the hell these conniving liars, the scam that they perpetrated and got away with. In Holy Week 2020, I can remember sitting on that back patio right there, 30 feet from where I am today, lamenting the fact that there was not going to be any Good Friday, there was not going to be any Stations of the Cross, there wasn't a Maundy Thursday Mass to go to, there was not going to be a Easter Vigil, and there wasn't even going to be an Easter Mass. That's remember what happened, what they did to us in 2020. Don't ever forget that. Remember what the churches around the United States say for one parish in all of the U.S., and that was in Tyler, Texas. And then several, God bless them, Protestant churches, one of them right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that went, you don't get to tell God what day he gets worshiped on. and again, to their credit, Pastor Jeffries got it right. As a matter of fact, he even beat Bel Edwards in court. Bel Edwards, the governor of this state, threw everything he could at this individual and his family, and they prevailed in court. That's where this began. And now here we go. We turn another chapter in another Holy Week. Do these things just happen to happen? And I'm not proclaiming that Trump is a saint or anything of the sort. Please do not misunderstand and don't put words. Because someone was complaining on my Pride book when I made the comparison to our Lord in this particular persecution. That's not a good comparison. You need to take it down. I'm like, I most certainly will not, because as a historical comparison, it's accurate. I'm not conflating him with our Lord. If I wanted to do that, I'd have said that, but I didn't. But I got to tell you, this is as big as it gets. It doesn't get any bigger than this. So Donald Trump says he's going to turn himself in on Tuesday. Then I imagine then that the judge will then kind of say, will ask for his plea, which is going to be not guilty. You know what the plea is, Your Honor. Stop playing games. The judge will then make a couple of rulings. We don't know what they're going to be. I would imagine that the first would be to set a preliminary hearing date or court date. When does this happen? Where does it happen? Etc. I then would imagine then that he would also either opt for or would decline to release the indictment. He could slap on the entire case what's called a gag order, so that no one knows what diabolical chicanery is actually going on here. After he does that, he could order then, he could actually order the defendant to not talk about the case, which his attorneys will probably tell him to do, not to do anywhere, other than to refer to it abstractly. This is also a setup then to try and get him to do it so they can hold him in contempt of court and go arrest him again. You see how I did that? You see how they could play a judge? If they just throw this indictment out there, tell the judge, put him under a gag order. Tell him he's not allowed to talk about it. You know he's got a big mouth. He's going to go out there and he's going to talk about it. Then they'll go arrest him, and then they'll prosecute him for contempt of court, which is a felony. I think it is a felony. So he's walking into this trap here. What he said yesterday, because he released a statement immediately. They already had it prepared, I'm sure. He said yesterday, we're going to go. Did you print it out? Because I think I have it in my email. What? The Trump statement.
Oh, I didn't.
I have it. I can read it off the screen. It's not very long. He released this yesterday. Hold on. I've got it right here. Where did you go? Here it is. I just have to go through because I have so many emails from him. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th. He is now Obi-Don Kenobi. How do you like the line? If you strike me down, Joe, I'll become more powerful. It's going to be a perfect power. More powerful than you could possibly remember, because you don't remember much, Joe. Quote, this is political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. I agree. By the way, Trump is now Nelson Mandela. He's now a political prisoner of the state of New York, where he will be shortly. This is the highest level in history from the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower. And even before I was sworn in as your president of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. That's really what it's all about. Yep. And because you can't make, in his vision of it, and in the MAGA people's vision of making America great again, means to make America more self-sufficient as she once was, start manufacturing again. Hearth, altar, and home matter. Faith, family, and freedom matter. These are the things that the MAGA is based on. It's not perfect, folks. I'm not in total agreement with it, and you already know all this. Although it's a step towards something else, I'll take it. It's in many ways a step in the right direction. But there are world global powers now that are playing here. They're going like, we're not going to let you have him as your president. We at Davos will not let you. Like hell you won't. This is why I think, BK in Michigan, you're secede. This is very dangerous territory they waded in here to here. If let's just pretend for a moment. Well, you know what? I'll come to a conclusion. I'll tell you in just a moment. I just told Maggie what to remind me of because I scatterbrained on Fridays. Have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. That's true. You remember it just like I do. Russia, Russia, Russia. The Mueller hoax. Ukraine. Impeachment hoax one. Impeachment hoax two. The illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid. And now this. The Democrats have lied, cheated, and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump. How many times have I said they ought to make a movie about this instead of get Shorty, get Trump? But now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in a blatant act of election interference. By the way, this now there's so many little moving parts to this. This now brings the IRS to bear in this. And you're going like, miniature play. Why would it bring the IRS the bear in it? They didn't see any fraud on his tax returns, and they looked at him with magnifying glasses. This brings the Federal Election Commission into question. They didn't see any fraud, and they audited all of his election and campaign finances. Why didn't they catch it?
That's exactly what Thomas Massey said. He said, in fact, they would have indicted him sooner for a crime of using campaign funds for personal benefit had he reported it in his campaign expenditure. They would have already known this.
They already known this. See, but that's what they're saying. He didn't report it. Well, Where is the smoking? Where are the smoking guns? Where are the checks? There's not going to be a smoking gun. This is what you're going to find. But it doesn't matter because the damage is now done. What they don't realize, or maybe they do realize, and this is what they wish to occur, what they either don't realize or are just so evil. I mean, folks, to provoke a war on an entire continent involving 340 million people, Satan could never even dream of such a party that he would throw. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, but weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent who just so happens to be a president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president has never happened before, period. Ever, period. By the way, speaking of justice, you know what the Injustice Department did yesterday? They released half-naked, bear-skin, rug-clad, Viking horn man, the innocent Jacob Chansley. Walked out of jail yesterday. I don't know if you heard this. Let me repeat. Viking horn hat man, Jacob Chansley, walked out of jail yesterday. 14 months early. That January 6th committee and all that they did was a lie.
And it was barely reported.
That is a tacit admission that what was reported on Tucker Carlson tonight, the leak of the video or the giving of the video from Speaker Kevin McCarthy to Tucker, and then making it open source. Anyone can go watch all 40,000 hours of it now. That means that the conspiracy theorists were correct, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to hammer that point home. This is now an open war against all of us. The Get Trump movement, the Get Trump effort now, is a Get Americans, We Disagree With effort. Hell, you had Corinna Jean-Pierre yesterday saying that's not acceptable. When Peter Ducey told her there are 27 million ARs out there, what does she say? What, are you going to go out and confiscate all of them? What's she say? That's not acceptable. trying times, my friends. Start writing letters to people so you have a record of what you said. Stop the digital communication in favor of the analog. It's harder for them to crack it. As a matter of fact, they're filled with, their offices are filled with people that don't know how to read. They don't know how to open an envelope. You send your correspondence in the mail and go, that's just a stupid letter. Trump continues. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who was handpicked and funded by George Soros, true story, is a disgrace. Rather than stopping the unprecedented crime wave taking over New Tenochtitlan City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg. And so he's saying, I'll meet you in court because you don't have anything. I'll meet you and embarrass you like I embarrassed Pelosi and the Sea Hag and Hakeem Jeffries and Liz Cheney and all the rest of them. I'll meet you in court and I will beat you. We'll first defeat Alvin Bragg, and then we will defeat Joe Biden, and we are going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can, all caps, make America great again. Look, he has me right now giddy. I'm like going like, all right, dude, I'm hunted. I'm in. I'm a MAGA guy. Grave injustice is being done to a man, but it's not just a grave injustice that's being done to him. It's being done to all of us. Because at the end of the day, you know, I watched some of the commentary yesterday. You can ask Maggie. I laughed out loud and said, yes! Some little whiny wench on the five, Jessica something. I can't stand there. I haven't watched Fox News in 3 years. But when I did, I couldn't. She came on, click. She goes, well, this is an indictment now. It's a real thing. And look, the real crimes are going to be charged here. So the American people have to wrestle with this. And you can hear Jesse Waters from across the room. You can hear Jesse Waters go, oh, please, Jessica, stop it. Then they turned his microphone on. And he goes, blah, this is not this. This is a witch hunt. This is an absolute disgrace. This is a joke. And it is. But the joke's on us. Joke's on you. Joke's on me. It's not just on Don John of Mar-a-Lago. We're going to do a whole show on this today. One more thing here that, let's go back to Governor DeSantis. So he comes out and he says, here's a headline. New York Post. DeSantis says Florida won't help extradite Trump to New Tenochtitlan City after indictment. Okay, that's the smartest thing he could have done right there. Get in front of this, go like, I'm not going to participate in this, and I am certainly not going to assist.